Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast has been brought to you by Naptime. Because when else are you going to eat something and catch up on The Daily Show?
Mr. Mom.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of April, 2014. My name is Eric, and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello, everyone. How are you today? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing fine. I remembered there's a scene in Game of Thrones, I think season one, where Eddard Stark, Ned Stark, is, he's talking to someone, and he says to them, "Wars are easier than daughters." And I think I know in a way what he's talking about. Well, I don't know the full strength of that statement yet. I know the real pain is coming when she's a teenager. But the battles that will happen when she's a teenager, those are going to be really difficult. And I know that I've only barely heard the war drums from that battle off in the distant future, but I will see signs of the forthcoming difficulty. Take Colette for instance. This morning, I was getting her dressed, I was getting everyone ready for school and all that, and she wanted to wear this one hat in particular, and I said to her, "Sorry, Colette, you can't wear that hat. We have to comb your hair and all this, because, you know, there's a dress code at your school, and they don't allow hats." And she's like, she kind of flipped out about that, and it was just a silly little hat, and eventually it was fine. We talked it out, by the time we were getting off to school and she did not have her hat, she was still very much upset about the whole deal. And I kept thinking to myself, this is only a sneak preview of all the battles over clothing that's going to come, especially when she's a teenager. Like, this was just a hat. And thankfully, I had the excuse of dress code, which is true. She has a dress code at her school, which I didn't like at first. I didn't like the idea of a dress code. But now that I've seen how easy it makes it for a dumb guy like me to dress my daughter, then I'm like, oh, that's fine. Because I cannot dress a girl. I can't dress my daughter well when it's not a school uniform. Like, on days off, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But a school uniform, easy peasy. Just pick these three colors, match them however, and boom, you're good. Anyway, getting aside from the point. To reference another movie or TV show or whatever, there's that scene in Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, and he comes home after finding out he's gonna go land on the moon because the other guy got sick or something, and his wife is having an argument with his daughter, who's dressed in all this hippie garb, and she's just saying, "You can't wear that," and blah blah blah. And in this scene, I'll be playing the part of the mom who will probably be arguing with Colette, saying, "Oh no, you're not wearing that out of the house." And Christine will be played by Tom Hanks. Colette will ask Christine, like, "Can I wear this?" And my wife will probably just totally undercut me and be like, "Oh yeah, it's fine, go ahead." And I'll be like, "But no!" Anyway. I know that stuff's coming, and I'm terrified for it, because I want to think that I'll be really cool about most things. I want to, I'd like to think that I'll be really laid back, and for the most part, I am. But I know that there will be those fights in the future where Colette will want to walk out of the house in something that I am not cool with. And I'm not looking forward to that. And I just bring it up because I've been seeing a few signs, a few small signs of that coming in the future, such as the silly hat this morning. It's a silly little thing, small little argument over quickly, but I knew that, but I could see that clearly this is a small piece of that big fight later on when she's a teenager. Terrifying. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter. The username is MrMomDaily. Or you can email me. It's MrMomDaily@gmail.com. There's also the website, MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.